Good morning, you listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Kathleen Cloud, the co-owner of M. Frank Higgins, a commercial flooring contractor based in Connecticut. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I heard that you went to New York City for a Mohawk group meeting that was exclusive to Starnet. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So Starnet and Mohawk are doing what's called these educational roadshows, and this was really the pilot first one in the series, and they have six more planned in 2026. It was in New York City at the Mohawk showroom. They also tied in a little festive holiday thing because we were at the tree lighting at Rockefeller Center on the night before. They bought a little bar right across the street, so you know, it would be easy for us to see it. So that was kind of nice. It was a full day in their offices, and it was Starnet dealers from all over that area, including Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. We even had some Philly. Anthony Bain, the senior director of Mohawk, and David Duncan, who is their segment and channel leadership of business development. They really kind of kicked it off with a welcome, along with Steve Cloud, who's the chairman of Starnet, you know, to get it really off on the right footing. And the big reason was Mohawk is passionate about this because they're trying to change their culture to be more welcoming, really to answer the question, what is your why? They want to build partnerships. We heard that time and again. We want to build better partnerships.
Okay. So it started with a social evening, and you went to the big tree is in New York City.
Yeah, the Rockefeller Center.
Had a few cocktails, then turned in for the night, and then had a full day of classroom environment. Is that what it was?
Yeah, interactive things at the tables, too. I think they wanted more. They want our feedback, and we probably will do a little bit more interactive, you know, with everyone. But it was nice because we had different companies and Starnet dealers from different areas all grouped together so that you could talk about with your own team, but also with other teams, other dealers, and kind of learn from them and best practices and that kind of thing. So the biggest thing that they kicked off with is what they call rural focus in 2026. Mohawk is really focused on QBRs, which are quarterly business reviews by the RVPs and the AEs in every market. They want these to happen early on in 2026 to really have a plan, an agenda that how we're going to grow together and how we can build strong partnerships together.
Okay. So they can put some metrics behind making the partnership more successful.
Absolutely. And what's interesting, I'm numbers kind of a geek girl. John, and I do not know how to say John something with an S, last name. He's the director of sales and analytics for Mohawk. He's an economist by trade. And he went over the macroeconomic construction outlook, local markets and flooring forecasts. And they want to really use this data and offer this data to the Starnet dealer in their markets to help to see where what business is to go after, what's happening, and really make it data-driven. So the data-driven, analyze that, and then build those strong partnerships to grow.
That's piquing my interest. So what vertical sectors offer the most opportunity for 2026? Can you share?
They did it more generic for the New York greater area.
Right.
Interestingly enough, they still had a lot of workplace is still big and starting to trend back up. And one of the things that Mohawk also is big, and Mohawk wants to get better at it because they don't own it so much in the New York area, is education and all those educational dollars. And that's an area of focus that they want for them, and of course healthcare and acute care. So that's those three kind of areas are, according to some of the data, are, you know, on the rise or rising more over the next year or so. That's an area of focus, and they want to focus that with the Starnet dealer to see, you know, who can they go after together.
Interesting. So this new mayor they've elected in New York, is that going to change the dynamics any for the forecast?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that. We talked about it in our groups. It was not discussed. You know, they didn't want it to turn into a political, that was not really discussed, but we discussed it at our tables and to see it might be a little more of a challenge, but he's also dedicating more dollars for things like education. So, you know, you got to work with what you have. So the education piece, that's another reason why that might be, especially in New York in particular, in the boroughs, the education might be where he wants to put more dollars in.
So overall, the outlook for growth in 26, were they optimistic?
Yes, very optimistic in 26 for growth. They didn't drill down the numbers. They want to really have that conversation in these strategy meetings with everyone in person in their market. So they kind of like just gave us a little glimpse at those numbers, but very optimistic in 26 and into 27, where they get their data from, well, from a lot of places, but one of them is the Federal Open Market Committee to get their data. And they had a lot of different sources for the data, but definitely 26 looks like a very positive year.
You know, there's always been this debate on how much influence a flooring contractor has on what brand of flooring ends up in a project. Some people say it's around 25%. So most of what you put in is specified and you really can't influence it. Was there any discussion about that?
There was a discussion here again at our tables about that, because we have more influence than I think some people realize. Well, certainly on our adhesives and what we're using for any moisture mitigation, for trims, and you know, whether it's, you know, Schluter or any of the other trims. So there's a lot more things we do have influences on. And as far as performance, we do get asked collectively a lot, you know, for whether they're looking for sustainability or they're looking for, you know, what are some other, the two words that are, you know, sometimes our bane of our existence are value engineering. We get asked about that quite a bit. So yeah. There is a more opportunity, I think, than people realize. And it does depend on the designer, and maybe some of the bigger designers that are in like a New York City metro area are really hold their specs probably better than some of the smaller ones. But I do think there's an opportunity there. Meaning, because a lot of our relationships, the dealer relations, are with the facility managers of these places that we're going to. And maybe then Mohawk might have more of the designer, you know, the architect designer. And so how can we merge those together and go on some joint meetings together?
Oh, very interesting. All right. Thanks for giving us an update on this meeting the last couple of days in New York City. Again, been talking to Kathleen Cloud, a co-owner with M. Frank Higgins, about Mohawk's StarNet Roadshow, which started in New York, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.